Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Crosstalk with your host, Brother Lawrence Jordan.
These are the last days. These are the days we need him the most. Our chances are slim now. Narrows the way not chosen by most. This could be our last call. There's no tomorrow for holding on to. So let's hold on to the truth. Perilous times have come. Already those in tribulation, the fullness of times won't be long. But lovers of self more than lovers of God, and there's pride in the hearts of everyone. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as He overcame. We're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as He overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. Are the last days, and we've been condemned by our own disregard for what inhabits our hearts. We're neither hot nor cold, but in our own eyes the temperature's right. Somehow we're living just right. We claim we have need of nothing, and yet we are poor, naked, wretched, and blind. We must be out of our minds. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as He overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent and turn from our ways, and overcome as He overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. Our vision is impaired. We're looking for gold that's everything but pure. Our vision is impaired. We're striving for gold that's everything but pure. We should seek wider raiment that our nakedness does not appear. To those who have an ear, I hope that this is clear. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as He overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent.
Amen. Welcome to Crosstalk Radio. This is your host, Brother Lawrence Jordan. We have been forewarned, saints. The Holy Scriptures, Jesus himself, through all the Gospels, especially in Matthew 24, when he was answering his disciples, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus' very first words out of his mouth is, take heed that no one deceives you. That no one deceives you. Coming in my name. Those are Christians. Make sure you are abiding in Christ. Make sure that you test the Spirit. Make sure that everything lines up with the Word of God. Make sure that you check it out with the Father yourself, the Spirit of truth. You study. You search. You know the way, the truth, and the life. Not looking to man for your salvation, but looking to God. Amen? So welcome to Crosstalk once again. Tonight's subject is take heed that no man deceives you or a woman. There's plenty of Jezebels and false teacher, women preachers out there just as much as the men. There's a salad of meth out there. It's because people are not abiding in Christ divine. They're not abiding in his word to be true disciples. They're not self-denying themselves and picking up their cross and being holy and set apart from this wicked world. They're being carnally minded, which is death, but to be spiritually minded is life everlasting. Which boat are you in? There's very few that are walking the straight and narrow right now. They're going through the motions. They're playing church. They're showing up to the building on Sundays, possibly Wednesday nights, but they're just putting in their religious duty, but they're not walking with God the rest of the week. You're not in prayer. You're not in the Word, singing a new song to the Lord and walking in the Spirit. You're not taking prayer walks with the Father. Vital that you walk with him these last days, that you learn to hear the Good Shepherd's voice yourself, Jesus, and learn to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he'll say, this is the way, walk in it. He said, my sheep know my voice. They will no means follow the voice of strangers, for they know not the voice of strangers. Have you got to know the voice of the Master, of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Good Shepherd, who's laid down his life for the sheep? Are you just kind of looking to John Hagee, Kenneth Copeland, Frederick Price, Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, Patricia King? Which idol have you erected over the Word of God? Which idol have you chosen over the truth? Which one are you following? It's time to tear down your idols tonight. It is time to put on Christ. It's time to walk in the way, the truth, and the life. You're to man. Men are, so many are lying, deceiving right now. So many antichrists have gone out in the world, the Bible says. So many. And I'm telling you, a lot of it's your big famous preachers that turn out to be Freemasons, Illuminati, as New World Order people undercover, pretending and looking like an ordained minister. And they're working for Satan himself, ordained by the devil himself, coming as angels of light to try to deceive, if possible, the very elect. So which camp are you in? Are you hiding under the wings of the Most High in Christ? Are you abiding in the shelter of the Most High? Are you hearing his voice? Are you being carried away by every wind of doctrine that comes your way, by the trickery of men that lie and wait to deceive, as Ephesians 4 says? They've tried to tear up the fivefold ministry foundation the apostles and Jesus laid out, only running the whole show. Their church structures are demolished and destroyed because they have left the foundation of Christ and the apostles and Scripture. The body of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 14, Ephesians 4. That tells you how to do church the Jesus way, the apostles' way, the way they meant it to be, the book of Acts. And yet, churches are not following that. They're following programs of men. As soon as you walk in that door, they hand you a bulletin. Get your programs! Get your programs! Sit down, shut up, don't be noisy in church, because pastor is the ruler. He's the Hitler who's elevated on a stage, overseeing all the people as like their puppets, lined up in rows, cleverly like Hitler, to brainwash. But he's never accountable for when he does false teaching. Someone should be able to say, pastor, that does not line up with the written word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Sit down, pastor. Propho Christ rebuke you, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. You're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. When do the watchmen get to speak in the church? They've been told to shut up. We don't recognize that, my church. Really? Your church? How about the church of Jesus Christ, the foundation of, once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12? The foundation, we're going to go right there right now. We're going to head on over there to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to see if we're going to test the word to your church, mister. We're going to see if you're following what Jesus laid out. It's time for a good holy spanking. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to go down here to verse 27. Now we can, the whole chapter, I'm not going to go through it, but you should. You should. 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church first. Apostles, not the pastor. Second, prophets. Hello, liar, not for today anymore. You're calling the Bible a liar, pastor. Sit down and shut up in the name of Jesus. You have just lied in the name of the Lord. This is scripture. This is the foundation. Second, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles, then the gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles. Do all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? But earnestly desire the best gifts. But the gifts are not for today, because Pastor Baptist said that that's all been passed away with the early church. Really? Now you're saying the Holy Spirit is not needed in the church anymore? You're saying we don't need this foundation that Christ laid? Really? Really? Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm not even going to get into the subject tonight because the Lord's leading me another way. I prayed. I went and took me a nice little prayer walk. I said, Father, your will be done. You speak what you want. Speak. You're let your exhortation come to this silly, foolish servant to have your way so you be glorified. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting in 26. Are you following the church foundation, pastors? Are you following it? Where's the deception coming from in the last days? This apostasy, it's coming from behind the pulpit from false ordained ministers. Order in church meetings. 1 Corinthians 14, 26. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together? That's assembling. Do not forsake assembling yourself, but even more so as you see the day approaching. In Hebrews chapter 10, you love to run down our throat. Each of you. Oh, it's not a one-man band? No. Each of you has a psalm, has a teaching. Whoa, it sounds like a home fellowship. Doesn't sound like all lined up in rows like Hitler and the Pope, does it? What's wrong with this picture? Clergy is not the Book of Acts Church Foundation Christ led. They met in houses, breaking bread. Read the Book of Acts and you'll see how far the church is strayed. Each one has a teaching. Each one has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, listen up, Pentecostals. Yes, I speak in tongues, but I shut my mouth when there's no interpreter around. Let two or three at the most, not the whole church. I know, I've been in Assemblies of God. Been there, done that. Read the scripture, seen it is out of order, walked out. Let two or three at most, at three, each turn, and let one interpret. But if there's no interpreter, let him be silent in the church. And let him speak to himself and to God. In other words, you keep your prayer language to yourself and you pray to build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. You say amen to what you're saying. I'm telling you, witches and warlocks can speak in tongues. I know I came out of Wicca and New Age movement. I know Satan knows how to counterfeit. Now you think they call it the tongues of angels. How about tongues of fallen angels? Did you know warlocks and witches and high priests and headhunters can speak in unknown tongues because demons are taking them over? There's a supernatural thing, all right. Satan counterfeits, guys. We know that from the scriptures. Look what he did with Moses and the three musicians that copied very much the same miracles and the plagues that God had sent upon Egypt. We see many, many counterfeits. Even the Bible says that Satan will come, the lawless one will be coming. to the working of Satan with all lying signs and wonders he's able to counterfeit. Tongues is not a sign that you're saved. It's only one of the gifts. You have all the other gifts. Is your life changed? Are you holy? Are you living right for Christ? Are you letting the Word of God transform, change, and conform you to the image of Christ? Kitty cat, don't be playing with that toy when I'm on the radio for the interruption. My cat's being demon-possessed over here. I have to cast out the demon out of her. She's really weird. She likes milk carton tabs. She's a weird cat. Praise God. But, yes, are we really walking in the Spirit? Okay, now it says here, let two or three prophets speak. Pastor says there's no more prophets for today. Well, what is a prophet? It's a preacher. One who declares and heralds the word of God. So I guess, Pastor, you need to sit down too then, because you're a preacher, and you're supposed to be. Let two or three prophets speak. This is New Testament, guys. And let the others judge. What does that mean, let the others judge? They better have their Bibles open, following along, and testing those prophets to make sure they're the word of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, test the spirits, for many false prophets have gone into the world. How do you test them? The written word of God. The written word of God. Does it line up? It was some kind of a revelation to where something in the future. I'm telling you, there's a lot of psychic false teachers out there, false prophets, who are nothing but fortune tellers, 1-800-TELL-A-LIE, the psychic network, the Elijah list, NAR, prophetic movement, Kundalini, false fire, flopping all over the floor. That is not a prophet of God. A prophet declares the written word of God. He's not adding to, he's not taking away. Amen? In fact, God's given him eyes to see and ears to hear. They're also called seers, like it says in Isaiah chapter 30. They're able to see the problem because God keeps them holy and set apart. They see the problem from outside the box, not sit inside of a whorehouse committing spiritual fornication on Jesus Christ. They see the problem because they're in the Word. They hear from the Father. They see it. And they use the Scriptures to bring correction. The Bible says this. You're doing this. They don't match. So what do? You correct. What did Jesus say to the seven churches? I know your works, that you're neither hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I'll spit you in my mouth. He gives you conditions to repent, to change your direction, and start getting things right. That's what the purpose of the prophet was. And guess who kept killing them? The religious people of the day. They're still trying to do it. They're slandering. They're trying to defame. They're calling you names. They're posting slander blogs with false reports and stupid statements that are not even true. Dirty little dumb pictures. Yeah, nothing's new under the sun. Well, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how does kill the prophet, Jesus said. They don't want to hear it. But if anything's revealed to another who sits by, this is another preacher, minister, or prophet, let the first keep silent. In other words, it's not a one-man band. The Holy Spirit will use the entire body of Christ as you assemble together. For you can all, A-L-L, not the laundry soap, can prophesy one by one. Did you hear me that? A good old home fellowship, guys, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. All means all. Does this look like a one-man show, lining everybody up in rows, and then you dismiss them because it's lunchtime? No. Guys, we got to get back to what Jesus and the apostles laid down. Now look at this. And the spirits of the prophets are substituted prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as into all the churches of the saints. Then it goes on. It says, let your women be silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. This is like teaching, guys. For they are to be submissive, as the law also says. As if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home. Better pray and hope those husbands are godly. If not, you can come to one of the elders God has raised up in the last days. Amen? You can ask them questions. For it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or, now listen here, he gives the reason. Or did the word of God come to you originally? Or was it you only that it reached? If anyone thinks himself a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if anyone is arrogant, let him be arrogant still. And look, it goes on. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid the speaking in tongues. Let everything be done decently in order. The false kundalini fire tunnels and holy yoga and all that Elijah-less garbage, This prophetic movement is not done decently in order. Glory, clouds, levitation off the ground, holy yoga, competitive prayer, all of that is works of the occult, a counterfeit, a false revival. That is not the Holy Spirit. It never lined up with the Word of God. It lines up with New Age Satanism. It lines up with doctors of demons, 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, where that's what tonight's program is. Take heed that no one deceives you. We're going to it. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, I know it by heart. But the Spirit expressly says in the latter days, today, that many will depart from the faith. Depart from what faith? True Christianity, the Bible, the solid foundation. And they'll turn to the occult, New Age movement, counterfeit, because their churches are dead. Let's go find some power. Let's go find some manifestations. Let's go do some barking and holy yoga and flop it all over the floor and call that the Holy Ghost. Blasphemer. The Spirit expressly says many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. The occult, saints, they turn from Jesus to the devil. So they can have their three-ring circus act, starts at 7, ends at 9. Some leg pulling out on the street. Can't pull both legs out. Can't make somebody tall. How about grow some legs out that are completely stumpy? Cowards, liars, fake, lying signs of wonders. If you really got the Holy Ghost and God the Father wants to do a miracle, He's going to do it right. He's not going to fake it and bank it. He's going to do it as a sign to unbelievers that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Messiah. And they will repent and fall on their knees before a holy God and turn from their sins. That's the way God signs and wonders. It's a sign to the unbelievers to turn and to repent and believe the gospel. It was not to be in the church buildings and go, flopping all over the place, looking like a fool. That is not done decently in order, is it? Verse 40. No. I'm breaking it down tonight. I'm calling out that darkness, and I'm shining the light. Expose the darkness with the light. Ephesians chapter 5, 11 and 12. Praise God. So, we're going to come back over here now and get back on track onto what is going on in the last days. Take heed that no one deceives you, guys. Patricia King, Joyce Myers, there's a whole lot of women preachers out there. The Bible forbids them to be preaching and teaching in leadership. Do not understand 1 Timothy and Titus as the husband of one wife. Yeah, the husband of one wife. These are male roles that God chose 12 apostles, 12 disciples to make the foundation of his church. It's not Apostle Dora. It's not Apostle Lily. Stop putting those names because Jesus doesn't recognize them. You're not one. You haven't even seen the risen Lord in the first place. You're not qualified. You are not anointed. You're not chosen by the Father. You're false if you're doing this. Only Christ, once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to go back over there again real quick. We're going to see Jesus, not Bible college, not cemetery school, is who ordains and chooses and places in his body just as he sees fit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. There's a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There is a differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there's a diversity of activities, but the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one is for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another of faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all things disturbing to each one individually as he wills. He will. Not Bible college. Not some man giving you a plaque and saying, you're our gang, you're an official pastor. You're a Baptist, Pentecostal, Nazarene, Lutheran. Christ is not divided. And we're going right here. Verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that being one, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit you were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into the one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, Pastor. You're number four on the list. Time to step down and get off the high horse. Let Jesus be head of his church. It's his church, not yours. Never was. Not one member, but many. If the foot should say to the hand, hey, I have no need of you, is there not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, is there therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, I'd look like Mike from that little Disney movie, that big old eyeball. Where would be the hearing? And if we're all the hearing, where would be the smelling? I got a friend, yeah. He would be the smelling. Okay, but now God has set members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased in the body. He gave some of the apostles, the prophets, and evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, Ephesians 4. I'm not going to go there. But saints, you can read that. For they are all one member, where would the body be? Look at Jesus. Look at this. Look at verse 25. That there should be no scheme in the body. Where did denominations come from? Anybody show me that in the Word of God? Christ is not divided. So who's dividing? Who's bringing confusion? Who's bringing false doctrine? Who's bringing Calvinism, Arminianism, and this, and the, you know, this label and that label? That's not Christ. The Holy Spirit does not bring confusion to his people. Somebody's lying. Somebody's an angel of light, a messenger of Satan, an undercover agent trying to destroy and bring chaos to the body of Christ. And you need to run. This is why the Bible says, let two or three prophets speak, let the others judge. You need to test. You need to test those who are claiming to be of the Lord. Test them. Are they line up with Scripture? If they don't, run. Don't listen. Cut them off. I'm going to tell you something. John Hagee is a false prophet. Where do you get that from, Lord? He, with his own mouth all over YouTube, look it up, says that Jesus never claimed to be the Messiah, and the Jews don't need the blood of Jesus to be saved. Hello? What does the Bible say about that? There's a warning in 1 John. It says, whoever does not confess that Jesus Christ is the Messiah coming in the flesh is an antichrist. Now, it turns out, John Hagee is also a Freemason, an undercover Luciferian, New World Order, a sellout to the sheep. Most of your big-name preachers are false prophets. And how do you justify that, Lord? Jesus gave us a clue. Beware when all men speak well of you, for they did the false prophets that were before you. They're clever at itching your ears and saying, did God truly say? You better believe he said. When he said, unless your holiness, your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. These are words from Jesus. Is he lying or somebody lying over the pulpit to create lawlessness? The spirit of Antichrist is with these false teachers, and they're trying to lead astray people who don't read their Bibles, people who don't know that they should be testing everything going in their ears. And I tell you something, if you're not getting the truth, you need to walk out. And I'm telling you, most of these churches are false. They are the woman harlot riding the beast, following the Antichrist. They are the harlot of Babylon, Revelation 17:18. It's not just a Catholic church. She has daughters. And you need to run from that spiritual adultery, because Jesus says, in Revelation 18, that if you continue to commit spiritual fornication with her, with all their false teachings and all their wickedness, including all their holidays, you will be judged with her, that harlot. Come out of her, my people, the Bible says. Ye shall participate of her sins, for God has remembered her sins. The plagues are coming. God's going to judge that harlot. That is not his bride. His bride is holy and set apart. She is spotless and blameless. She's not worldly, carnally, and walking around like, I'm just a sinner, I can't help myself. Well, then you know what? Throw out the book of Romans chapter 6. Throw it out. You're calling the Bible a liar. I'm going to go through that tonight, but you read Romans chapter 6 yourself, and then you can compare it to what you've been taught and what you've been holding on to as doctrine. And you're saying, I need to correct. I have been following false teachers who have been lying to me that I can't help my... Yes, you can. Jesus said you can. Romans chapter 6 says you can. Says that you, how could you live to sin anymore if you've been crucified with Christ? You could read the passage yourself, but don't you dare skip one verse. Read every single bit of Romans chapter 6. Then go into 1 John 3. Read all that. And then hold it up to your lawless preachers, your Calvinists, your once saved, always saved, greasy grace, hyper grace teachers, and say, you're a phony baloney macaroni. I'm shutting you off, and I'll never give you another dime. Falling away apostasy is at hand. In a time that we walk close to Jesus Christ, we have to walk close to Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, let me go through some of these verses here real quick in my outlines. It says here, we were all warned about these last days apostasy, that take heed that no one deceive us. All through the scripture by our Master Jesus, the apostles of the end time deception by fake Christians, wolves, lawlessness, scripture twisters. End time deception, apostasy, lies, false teachers, wolves, liars for hires. Yeah, what does that mean? How about the whore of Babylon, false pastors that Satan ordained and not Jesus? That's where I get that phrase. The Lord kind of inspired me on that. Pastor is a whore of Babylon, false pastor who's leading the sheep astray on purpose. False shepherds, prophet liars. Jesus called them brood of vipers, snakes, sons of hell, children of the devil. You got a problem with that? Jesus was calling it out. He told it like it is. These are the signs of the times and the end of the age. In Matthew 24, Jesus, once again, his disciples came to tell us, what will be the sign of your coming to the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Where do you expect that deceiver to come from? It's not just the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, guys. It's coming right from your denominational churches, unscriptural, who are left a sure foundation into apostasy. Why do you think they're getting that 501c3 tax exempt? That is selling out to the beast, the government system, the New World Order. These are hirelings that are taking an unscriptural 10% tithe that belong to the priest of the Old Covenant for doing the sacrifices in the temple. Jesus was the final sacrifice. Why do they say we're not of the law anymore? But they hold on to that Malachi passage, will a man rob God and tithes and offerings? That was for the Old Covenant, guys. You've been ripped off. You've been locked to. You've been stolen from. And they've been building empires of the beast, and they're not building the body of Christ. You're called out, Pastor. You're marked in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a fake and fake. You stole from God's people. There's supposed to be free will offerings, love offerings. Like Paul says, let each one give according to what he purposes in his own heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. It's not no 10% tithe, you liars. They stole the money from you. They've been building big buildings and big, you know, programs of man to entertain the flesh, but don't crucify you with Christ and live holy and right before him. A true disciple. They don't call out sin. They don't sit there and warn you of the severity of God along with his love, the full counsel of God, because they're cowards. Well, I'm afraid my church numbers are going to go down. Well, good. The tares will run out the back door, and you'll have real sheep in your congregation. Then Jesus, what did he say to Peter? Feed my sheep. He didn't say feed the tares. He said feed the sheep. You're not there to entertain goats. You're there to tell people and draw them to Christ. I'm going to tell you something. If you've been walking in the flesh and to entertain people and you don't have fruit from your works, the Bible says it's going to be burned up and he's going to cast you into the lake of fire. That's John chapter 15. His desire, the Father, is that we bear much fruit and that fruit remains. That's what the whole vine dresser passage is about. The ones that are not bearing fruit are cast or gathered up, just like it says in the tares and the wheat, they're gathered up to be burned at the end of the age. They go to hell. So it goes on, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now, the Christ means the anointed one. Then he is. I have the anointing. Oh, really? Is that where you're gambling the doctrine of demons? You're smiting people with the Luciferian devil's horn every time you're preaching? And Kenneth Copeland? We watched you guys. We're waking up. We see your hand gestures right over the pulpit. You're saluting the Luciferian in the crowds. You're Illuminatius. You're doing the All-Seeing-Eye, the pyramid. You're doing all of that because your allegiance is to Satan, not to Christ. You've come in Jesus' name, but you're deceiving many because you don't know Jesus. Or you've walked away. You walked away. Yeah, let's go over to 2 Peter chapter 2. This talks about the entire enchilada of false teachers in the last days. Take heed, no one deceive you. Let's see what their doom is. Let's check it out. 2 Peter chapter 2. There were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, church, Christianity, who will secretly, denominations, Bible college, seminary, bring in destructive heresies. Lawlessness, say, lawlessness. Oh, you can't help it. Just keep on sinning. God's grace is sufficient. No. Keep on going back to Romans chapter 6. Shall we continue to sin because we're no the law? Certainly not, Paul says. How can we, who have been freed from sin, live anymore for it? How could you be in that bondage if you've been born again? You got a brand new life. You've been set free. Jesus has broke the chains. Jesus said it's finished. What's finished? He's ended your slavery to sin so that you can live for God by the Spirit, the brand new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. All things become new. He didn't call you to lawlessness. Called you to be a son. And a son obeys the Father. If you love me, 1 John says, keep my commandments. You say you know me, don't make keep my commandments. The Bible says you're a liar and the truth is not in you. Wow. So, they will secretly bring destructive heresies about the once saved, always saved. That's a destructive heresy right there. You can live like hell, go commit murder, and still go to heaven. Really? The Bible says all liars and cheaters and murderers and thieves and whoremongers and sodomites will all have their place in the lake of fire. Let no man deceive you because the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be participators with them. So, who's teaching you this kind of doctrine? John MacArthur, Charles Stanley, Chuck Swindoll, all the big-name preachers, guys, are preaching this doctrine. It's damnable doctrine. It's destructive doctrine. When they've walked away from Christ and the truth, to get big numbers, to get good ratings, to get a big following, to get their name in a banner. I tell you one thing, I'm not in it to get the praises of men. I'm here to please my Heavenly Father because He's called me out of darkness into His marvelous light to do the will of the Father, to glorify God in Christ Jesus alone. It's not about the tool. It's about the one who's pulling the string behind it. That's Jesus. Even denying the Lord who bought him, the verse goes on. They denied the Lord who bought them. They walked away. This actually, denying the Lord who bought them, this proves their once saved, always saved doctrine. They're denying Jesus. If you deny me, I will deny you. If you're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. Now look what's happening. They will bring on themselves swift destruction, Paul and Jan Crouch. Many of them are in the lake of fire right now. And many, many, many false converts, tares, who don't want the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They're under strong delusion already. Many will follow their destructive ways because of whom the way of truth. Truth. Did you hear me? Truth. What's the foundation of Jesus? The way, the truth, and the life. The way of truth will be blasphemed. The truth is being blasphemed right now. By covetousness, there's your word of faith movement. There's your prosperity gospel. By covetousness, that's greed for money. They will exploit you, trick you, with deceptive words. They will lie and deceive you and take your money. If you give $1,000, you'll get $10. For a long time, their judgment has been idle, and their destructive does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angel's sin, but cast them down into hell and delivered them to the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, and one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, not unrighteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Well, San Francisco and our major cities are next. Condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who would afterward live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wickedness, the wicked. Take a look at what we're seeing right now. Transgender bathrooms, same-sex marriages, abomination in the White House, decorating the White House with gay rainbows. Hello! That's wicked. That's very wicked. Changes the laws and the times and the seasons, it says in Daniel chapter 11. You guys can go and check that out yourself. Read Daniel chapter 11 yourself and chapter 12. By the filthy conduct of the wicked, for the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day, seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. What's bugging us in the last days, saints? Lawlessness. Gay pride. Shootings. Trying to take our guns out of our hands to protect our houses. You know, being oppressed by the government. You have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. That's communism, it's socialism, it's Hitler. Get of orders. I don't want to go that way tonight. We could easily go exposing the New World Order. I've been doing that already. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust for punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh. You're walking in the flesh? Really? You're not sowing to the Spirit? You're not denying your flesh and picking up your cross in self-denial? I'm telling you, if you don't have that in your walk, you're not a Christian. Jesus commanded it. He commanded every person, come out of the world, pick up your cross, and follow me. You don't walk to the flesh, you walk by the Spirit now. That's the new life. Especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil. They're dignitaries. Whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, did not bring a rivaling accusation against them before the Lord. But these are like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed. Well, yes, pray for them, brother Lord. You shouldn't be exposing all these false teachers. Me and a sister were just talking about this. There comes to a point where their conscience is seared with a hot iron, where the Holy Spirit's trying to convict them of their error, their wickedness, and they're turning from Christ, and they did not. What does 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 say? Because they love not the truth, God turned them over to a strong delusion that they should be damned. Father God cut them off the vine. They're toast. Their names are blotted in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are not able to come back. They're just like Pharaoh. Their hearts are hardened. They're caught to be destroyed. They speak evil of things which they do not understand. How about when Benny Hinn pointed his finger right at the TV and said, I wish I had a Holy Ghost shotgun so I can blow your head off. Who was he saying that to? A watchman who was exposing him what a wolf he really was behind the scenes with proof and evidence. And Benny Hinn is a false teacher and he's also anointed by demons. He lays on the grave of Catherine Coleman to receive the anointing from a dead body. That's called necromancing, I believe is the correct word. It's work of the occult. Speaking to the dead, a whisperer, incantations, chanting, divination, witchcraft. Do you want to know what that black look is in his eyeballs? I'm going to tell you somebody's got to get the discernment of spirits. He's demon-possessed. Can see the spirits in people's eyes. The Holy Spirit's giving me that gift to discern the spirits, so was my brother Colton. We see it plain as day. And they will utterly perish in their own corruption, and they will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to concourse in the daytime. They are spots with blemishes. What is the bride of Christ? She was without spot and without blemish. So, these have blemishes and spots. These are tares. They're goats. They are not sheep. This is not the five wise virgins. This is the five foolish. This is false teachers, guys. We're making a distinguish between the true sons of God versus the devil's children. they're carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. Be merry. They have eyes full of adultery. I have archives and SoundCloud. The Lord spoke a word to me, eyes full of adultery. That's spiritual fornication on Jesus Christ, the bridegroom. You've been playing a whore before the wedding, marriage. Yes, you've been playing the spiritual harlot on Christ. You have eyes full of adultery that cannot eat from sin, enticing unstable souls. People don't read the Bible. They don't test. They don't check it out themselves. They just believe. They go by emotions and feelings. They have a heart trained in covetous practices. They know how to just trick you to get money out of you. They are accursed children. Well, just pray for them. Do you pray for accursed children that God has already thrown in, basically, they're doomed to the lake of fire? No. They knew the way of righteousness. They turned from it, the scripture said. Above here. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Baal, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked by his iniquity by a dumb donkey. Wow, man, it took a donkey to get a hold of him. Speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of this prophet. They are wells without water, clouds carried by tempest, for whom is reserved for the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh. The Bible talks about that. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of the Father. Through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who have lived in error, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. They had escaped the pollutions of this world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They again entangle themselves and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than in the beginning. They started out with Christ, right, saints, but they didn't finish their race. They went after Antichrist. They went after the false Jesus. They made up a false Jesus in their own image. A lawless one. A one that allows you to keep sinning and not repenting. How could you have a kingdom of chaos, guys? Really? You really think the kingdom of God is going to be a bunch of punk brats that can't behave and love God and obey Him and keep His commandments? I think not. Jesus is not a God of lawlessness. He's a God of order and righteousness and truth. Verse 21, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than have known it, to turn from the holy commandment to deliver to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to their own wallowing in their mirror. That's what's going to happen to these false teachers. Take heed that no one deceives you. Take heed, saints. The time is short, the hour is late, and it's time to walk close to Jesus. If it sounds funny and the Holy Spirit's trying to impress something in your heart, check this out. This doesn't sound right. Allow Him to open up your Bible with you and show you the scripture correction where you're being lied to. And then, once you've tested that false teacher, get up and walk away. Don't even bother. Jesus is the best teacher of all. He said, I've given you the spirit of truth, the comfort He'll lead and guide you into all truth and bring back to remembrance which I have spoken. He didn't come to do Pentecostal backflips and all this nonsense, these false fires, strange manifestations. He come to convict the sinner of sin and judgment to come and to teach and help you discern the truth. I got a couple more scriptures here. Then many false prophets, Matthew 24:11, then many false prophets will arise and deceive many. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the very elect. There's your NAR, your prophetic movement, your Joel's army, your false revival, your Todd Bentley's, Rick Joyner's, Bill Johnson. All of that's of the occult, guys. Doing the same New Age techniques I used to do when I was in the Wicca and New Age. They just changed them, even competitive prayer, holy yoga, astral projection on their bodies. Guys, these guys are undercover agents for Satan. They're warlocks. They are not ministers of Christ. They're bringing the works of the occult. There's your 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. They departed from the faith, the seducing spirits, doctrines of demons, and now they're imparting this devil doctrine, the Kundalini, false Holy Spirit onto people, and they're carrying this like poison all over the body of Christ. Run, run, run. Let no man lay hands on you hastily. Keep yourself from other people's sins, the Bible says. Don't let people lay hands on you. You don't know them, don't let them touch you. No. Luke 21:8. And he said, take heed that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And the time is drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. I remember when Benny Hinn, on one of his shows, said, the Christ is in the desert. And you know what this passage actually talked about? When they say, there he is in the desert, do not go. How did they know 2,000 years ago, Benny Hinn, a false prophet, would say, there he is, the Christ in the desert? Antichrist. Now, woman preachers, we got a problem with this. The Apostle Paul has been trying to deal with the Joyce Meyer, Patricia King's, Osteen, all of these women preachers, guys, that are super authority and becoming pastors of churches, like Shepherdess Sadie McLeod, a woman pastor of a church, and somebody that I know knows better than that, and yet she still takes funds from her and still friends with her, but don't rebuke her. Now, what does Paul say? 1 Timothy 2:12. Let's first of all, let's go back to qualifications of Titus and Timothy again. The deacon, bishop, elders, and all that stuff are the husband of one wife. Right there. They can't have slandering wives in those passages. I know a lot of women that claim to be pastors' wives that slander, malicious gossip. Their houses are not in order. They're teaching and they're preaching over men and attacking elders in the face. They're bringing false accusations. You know, they're women. According to the scriptures, 1 Timothy 2:12, I do not permit, this is Paul speaking, a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to learn in silence. For Adam was formed first and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived, found into transgression. Now, Jesus has a problem with this big time, these women preachers. Now, our sisters allowed to exhort and share some scriptures. You better believe, please, please do, sister. Please, use your gifts. You don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You don't throw out the correction or the corrected with the stuff that needs to be corrected. Right here, Revelation 2:20, this is Jesus. He's upset with seven churches right here. He's bringing some hard, heavy correction and some threats. Revelation 2:20, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, like a watchman. I know somebody who's made false prophecies. Thus saith the Lord, like Tony Palmer is the false prophet, and he'll die and he'll come back to life in 3 days with a mortal wound on his head. False prophetess. Oh, God's going to give you $1 million so you can buy an A-frame house behind your RV. False prophetess. Calls herself a prophetess, a watchman, a watch lady, or an apostle, whatever. She calls herself that. You allow them to teach, Jesus says, and to seduce my servants, and to commit sexual immorality, and to eat sacrifice to idols. Now, Jesus says, I've given her time to repent. She has not. Therefore, I will cast her children into tribulation and her into a sickbed. And I will kill her children with death and famine, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the hearts and the minds. Hello? That's Jesus speaking, guys. You know what? This is what Jesus has got to say. You're saying you know better than the King of Kings and the apostles? They're the ones that write that Bible you got in your hand. They say no, no. Do have their place in the church. They are gifted. And yes, they're allowed to use their gifts in context of what the scriptures say. We need all the body parts worked together so we don't close them all up. No, they're not in being the leadership. That includes on a radio program. They're teaching men. They're a souping authority. And their houses are not in order if they're married and divorced and remarried again. Jesus said that's adultery. The husband of one wife, once again, Titus and Timothy, qualifications. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless there be a falling away. Apostasy comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the third perdition. Well, we've about to run out of time here. I just got a short show. Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, may we heed the words that we've just listened to, Father, your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. May we be doers of your word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, Father. May we be corrected, Father, and let us not be deceived, but let us take heed that no man deceive us in the last days. We thank you, Father, for tonight. We pray that you would be glorified through this message to the world. Send it out wherever you want it, Father. It's all about you and nothing about me. We ask and pray these in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming to Crosstalk, and we will see you the next time that I air a show. I will always post it all over the place, and you'll know. God bless you. Keep running the race and never give up.
Yourself merciful.